Nolte, Donald Trump rips Kamala Harris for questionable claim she worked at McDonald's. By John Nolte on August 31, 2024. Former President Trump ripped incumbent Vice President Kamala Harris over her questionable claim she once worked at a McDonald's. During an appearance Friday at a Moms for Liberty convention in Washington, D.C., Trump told the audience, she also said, "I worked at McDonald's. Turned out she didn't work at McDonald's. Did anyone see that?" he added. After an exhaustive study that took about 20 minutes, they found out she never worked there. Another piece of news comes from Paul Sperry of Real Clear Investigations, who reported Friday that the campaign suddenly stopped referencing her alleged job at McDonald's and won't respond to media questions seeking proof of her McDonald's employment. "We don't yet know for sure if Kamala worked at McDonald's while attending college, as she has frequently claimed. Here is what we do know." The Washington Free Beacon did an intense amount of investigative reporting and could find no evidence Kamala ever worked at a McDonald's. This includes a job application she filled out as a law student that required her to list every place she'd worked over the previous decade. The supposed McDonald's job would have fallen within that previous decade. She listed all kinds of stuff, but not the McDonald's gig. "We know Harris never made any mention of this very relatable summer job until she ran for president in 2019. Nowhere does this appear in her two memoirs or any pre-2019 campaign literature. We know that, at least so far, the Harris campaign has refused more than one request to validate the McDonald's claim." The Free Beacon waited 2 weeks to hear back. "We know that Kamala has been milking the McDonald's claim hard over the last 5 years. See here and here, and even harder during this presidential campaign, as you can see below. What we really know is that, without bothering to verify her claim, the fake corporate media have burnished Kamala's McDonald's claim into the stuff of legend. These gerbils are something else." ABC News, Harris working class McDonald's experience highlighted at DNC, on campaign trail. The Independent, Kamala Harris could make history as the first president to work at McDonald's. Washington Post, Kamala Harris is among many Americans who have worked at McDonald's. Business Insider, 10 successful CEOs, politicians, and more who worked at McDonald's, from Kamala Harris to Jeff Bezos. Knlaw, McDonald's has become a powerful symbol for Democrats. Gosh, so what if she wants to ban fossil fuels, take away our health insurance, defund the police, open the border to the third world, decriminalize illegal immigration, ban fracking, censor speech, and empty our prisons? She's just like you and me. Is it possible that the Harris campaign is playing chess? It is possible the campaign saw questions bubbling in new media about the veracity of Kamala's McDonald's claim, twisted their mustaches, and said, "We will remain silent until Trump makes an issue out of it. Then we will prove she worked at McDonald's so he looks like an ass." Sure, anything is possible. But Trump is also playing his own game of chess. By bringing the issue up, he forces the corporate media to investigate it. Had he not said anything, despite the very valid questions over a central claim in her biography, the corporate media would ignore it and cover for her until it went away. Now they cannot, and this might not end well for Kakali, McNever, Border, Czar. And this isn't something the media gerbils can finesse and spin, like Tim Walz's stolen valor. She either did or did not work at McDonald's, and if she did not, politicians lie. All of them. But voters do not care about lies. What they do care about is competency, and if this is indeed an unconscionably stupid lie, like Kamala's disastrous CNN interview Thursday night, it will damage her. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.